Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy & Sylvest, Paul Nolte. Paul, good morning. The headline is Wall Street is assessing whether the rally from last week holds water. Is that what you're doing today, assessing this?
We are assessing, and we're holding water right now.
is that good?
Market. Well, it could be. It could be. Whether this is going to be the early Santa Claus rally, yet to be seen. But it's all predicated on the fact that interest rates came down dramatically. We were at 5% 2-3 weeks ago. Now we're at 4.5% on the 10-year bond. And that rally in the bonds, you know, there was just a lot of good news last week, and the markets really took it in stride. Whether that continues, you know, again, that's the big question. History would say it's a coin flip from here. And we've seen the markets do this in the past. Half the time it marked the bottom and stocks rallied pretty well. Half the time it was a short-term top and the markets sold off afterwards. So the crystal ball is muddy at this time.
And the Fed is a long way from actually cutting rates, aren't they?
They are. You know, the expectations for a cut went up last week based on the unemployment numbers and the Fed decision, as well as Powell's press conference following that. But inflation in general is still somewhat sticky, and it's going to be how the Fed addresses that and are they going to be concerned about it that's going to drive what happens to the markets. We saw the Australian Central Bank yesterday raise rates for the first time after four meetings because inflation was persistently high. Whether 4% or 3.5% is still persistently high for the Fed is something that we're going to be keeping an eye on. Right now, the expectation is the Fed stays here for a while and probably cuts rates at the end of the year. And I'm still kind of struggling to rectify that or reconcile it.
What did you make of the unemployment rate?
The unemployment rate, you know, it's ticked up here a little bit. It's a little concerning, but not bad yet. The number from last month was a super surprise as to how many jobs are created, and you know, it was a big blowout number. This month, we kind of reversed a bunch of that. So if you look at it over a couple-month period, we're still running at 175,000 to 200,000 new jobs, which is really terrific in a quote-unquote normal economy. So we're still coming down from that pandemic high where we're creating, you know, 500,000 new jobs every month. But the number is still fairly high. Wage growth is moderating at around 4%. It is at or slightly above inflation rate. So the worker is staying even or a little bit ahead of inflation, which is encouraging.
Going forward, is the inflation data going to be the key number?
I think so. You know, because the economy is doing okay and maybe slowing a little bit, and the Fed is perfectly fine with that. And the expectation is a slowing economy means inflation can't stay high for very long. So eventually inflation will come down if the economy slows. The Fed is more worried about inflation than they are economic growth at this point. They feel economic growth is good. The biggest concern is inflation. And so as long as that inflation number stays up, and we get no data now until next week to see how that looks, that'll be the next reaction point for Wall Street.
Of course, later this month, we're going to get all those Black Friday numbers, the retail figures, and those may help as far as you looking in your crystal ball and predicting the future, right?
It does. You know, the fact that we've gotten the Christmas advertising already geared up is always a big concern for me. I mean, we barely get past Halloween.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think it'll be 4th of July starting next year. But the retail sales is obviously where the retailers make their dollar. And it's going to be very interesting to see, again, the consumer and what are they doing, how are they spending their money, and on what are they only shopping sales? Are they willing to pick up items today? Or are they waiting for, the last minute when everything gets marked down? So there's going to be a lot of information that's going to be coming out of the retail data over the next probably 4 weeks to 6 weeks. And it'll be very interesting to see how the consumer is reacting to that.
In your newsletter, you refer to this as a Goldilocks economy. Want to explain that to us, Paul?
It's not too hot, not too cool. It's just right. And that's part of the reason why the thought is the Fed kind of stays here. We're not anticipating higher interest rates, maybe a little bit lower interest rates. The economy is doing exactly what the Fed would like to see. And, so the strategists on Wall Street that keep talking about a soft landing, that is exactly what the soft landing looks like. We don't wind up crashing the economy. We're able to bring inflation down gradually to that 2% target. And we don't blow up the economy. And that, to many people, is that Goldilocks, right where it needs to be type of economy.
Saw a note earlier in the week about a wholesale gasoline prices down around 9%. Does that mean it'll be good news at the pump for the rest of the year, at least?
It should be. I mean, historically, this is the time of the year that pump prices tend to bottom out. We tend to see a bottom in pump prices between November and January, and then they start to gradually rise into June. So seasonally, this tends to be the low point for gas. So, this is where you want to take the tank out of the ground and fill it up for next year.
Okay. I have my weekend plans now, thanks to Paul Nolte, Murphy, and Sylvester. Have a good one, Paul. Thank you.
I'll talk to you. Thank you.